The end of the article isn't the end of the story. The Journal podcast goes behind the scenes with reporters and covers everything from the Mormon Church's $100 billion fund to coronavirus. Listen to The Journal on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's your money briefing for Wednesday, May 20th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. The $3 trillion aid package passed by the House last week would put another round of stimulus payments in Americans' bank accounts. But as the Senate starts debating the bill, there's a thorny issue to sort out. Some U.S. citizens could be left out because their spouse is undocumented.
Well, Republicans have very much opposed the idea of sending direct payments to undocumented immigrants. I think what gets interesting in this debate is there is this category of people who are married, who are U.S. citizens, who are married to people who are not authorized to work here. And it's the U.S. citizens who, in most cases, can't receive these payments that are generating a little bit more sympathy among some Republicans.
That's Wall Street Journal congressional reporter Christina Peterson. Coming up, she'll dig deeper into the battle that's brewing in the Senate and how the children of undocumented workers are affected.
A payroll and HR company needs to be prepared for whatever's going to happen. You could say that over 70 years of experience helping businesses all over the world run smoothly is good preparation. But for ADP, that's not enough. To make sure millions of people are getting paid on time and in compliance, we're staying on top of each new piece of legislation. So when it comes down to it, ADP isn't just a payroll and HR company. We're the company that helps you navigate the complexities. ADP, HR talent, time, benefits, and payroll, informed by data and designed for people.
The last coronavirus rescue package put stimulus money in nearly every American's bank account. But one group that was left out was U.S. citizens who are married to undocumented immigrants. They didn't receive any payment, and the issue has become a sticking point as Congress debates the next stimulus bill. Wall Street Journal congressional reporter Christina Peterson is here to explain. So, Christina, how close did the issue come to derailing the relief bill from getting Democratic approval in the House?
There were definitely some dicey moments last week. There were two powerful blocks of House Democrats, the Congressional Progressive Caucus and the Congressional Hispanic Caucus, which basically threatened to pull their support from the bill if this provision did not remain in the relief package. And the fight was basically centered around a measure that would expand the direct payments to people who do not have Social Security numbers, but do have individual taxpayer identification numbers, and people who are married to them, which is sort of an interesting group of people who are not currently receiving these checks in most instances.
So in terms of data collection for stimulus payments, how is eligibility determined?
People must be authorized to work in the U.S. to have a Social Security number. So people who are filing taxes with an ITIN, individual taxpayer identification number, are not authorized to work in the U.S., but are paying taxes, and showing a record of paying taxes can help in their applications to become U.S. citizens down the line. That's often why people would do that.
And what kind of support is this likely to get in the Senate?
Well, Republicans have very much opposed the idea of sending direct payments to undocumented immigrants. I think what gets interesting in this debate is there is this category of people who are married, who are U.S. citizens, who are married to people who are not authorized to work here. And it's the U.S. citizens who, in most cases, can't receive these payments that are generating a little bit more sympathy among some Republicans. So if you are a U.S. citizen and you're married to someone with an ITIN and who's not authorized to work here, currently, you can't get a direct payment if you file your taxes together jointly. You can if you file separately. And then also, significantly, if your children are U.S. citizens, you can't receive the $500 payment per dependent if one of the parents is unauthorized. So Democrats are quite upset over the plight of these families who are not receiving assistance for the children. And I think among Republicans, there is definitely more sympathy around these U.S. citizens who are not receiving these payments.
Seems like the children are caught in the middle.
these families are called mixed status families, and they typically keep a lower profile because, you know, just having unauthorized workers in your family can be a source of stress, and you don't necessarily want to advertise that. But in this particular debate, they've become sort of a very important symbol of the objections people have to how these direct payments were structured.
How many children are we talking about here?
The Pew Research Center estimates about 5 million children would fall into this category.
I would imagine Democrats knew they'd be in for a fight over this in the Senate. What is their strategy here? Do they think that this could pass?
When they passed their bill last week, it was a huge sweeping bill that cost around $3 trillion, and they are under no illusions that every element of that will become law. They viewed it as their opening bid with the Senate in the upcoming negotiations, which haven't really kicked off yet. Both sides are sort of staking out their general positions. But I think what was interesting about what we saw last week was that there was such an outcry from Democrats over the possibility of this provision getting stripped out that it does suggest that they will fight very hard to keep it, because I think to the public, most people are surprised to learn that there are citizens who are not receiving their stimulus checks because of who they're married to.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal congressional reporter Christina Peterson. Christina, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.